All right. There's still more stuff happening in all these coaching searches. And we got things moving around all over the place here. So let's just do this. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend Friday Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday, Friday, weekend's here. Let's have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports. What's happening with you?
Stuff.
Cool.
I noticed you guys did not go to our company meeting.
What company meeting?
The Friday company meeting at 3:30.
Completely forgot.
They moved up just so you could be there, Zhong.
I swear, I don't even think I got an email about it.
Hmm. Interesting. Everyone else was there.
When was this company meeting announced?
This is the once a month, every Friday, first Friday of the month at 3:30 meeting that we've been doing for 3 months now.
Dude, I swear, I don't have an email about this.
We had some important announcements.
What was the announcement?
Well, I talked about Sports Map a little bit, and then we had everybody else talk. You've already heard all the stuff.
So there's nothing I cared about, right?
Nothing that impacts you directly.
Okay.
So you're okay.
Were people pissed off that I wasn't there?
No, nobody noticed.
I was
the only one who noticed.
Okay, good.
Well, mostly I noticed Zhong because we both made a big deal out of it.
Well,
the other
Zhong's
day.
Management.
Well, and we both because they said
he can't miss it.
Well, they said we're going to have it at 4:00, and Zhong and I are both. Well, it'd be nice if you'd have it at 3:30 so that you know we could kind of be there.
No, it'd be better if they had it at 4:00, guys. Well, think about that.
Well, I had to speak briefly.
You wouldn't have if you were on the air.
Well, that's true. Either that, or they would have made me walk in at 4:05, which I'd rather just.
You
do
could
at
have left a. You could have left a video message.
That's what I should be doing.
Just your
right?
head on the television, yeah. Just talking, and then
like a Max Headroom thing, yeah. And get some kind of, get Brandon to work it up.
Like so you're the Wizard of Oz or something.
This weird background that looks sort of Game of Thronesy, where I look like the Night King.
Yep,
that'd be cool. Let's talk about Sports Map. Yeah, I like this idea. So, I can fill you guys in on the break. What you missed? How's that?
My bad.
I probably don't care that much, honestly.
We'll see.
I thought you said it was nothing that affects me.
Well, no, but it affects some other things in the company.
Oh, okay.
That you might be interested in.
Is somebody getting fired?
We'll talk about it on the break.
Oh, good.
713-780-ESP at your number. Hey, and we got a new...
There's a lot of fat we can cut around here, I can tell you that.
Why are you looking at me when you say
that?
No,
I'm not talking about you.
I'm not ass fat. That's not cool.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, like, not like real fat, like too many calories fat. I'm talking about wasted people who work here that we don't need. It's about that. We got to get rid of them.
Why are you looking at me?
I know he's going back and forth between you and me, Zhong. I'm a little worried.
You guys
about
are
this.
The only ones here for me to talk to. I'm talking to the audience now.
Okay. We'll buy that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I bet he has something new worked into his contract about us.
I want to talk to whoever's in charge of keeping the wireless together. whoever sets the Wi-Fi up.
Did you put that in your new contract?
These two guys that go on before us, I don't listen very often coming in, but I did today. And Joel, Mr. Passive Aggressive, is like, we'll do Nick picks coming up. We only pick the favorites, sir. And then this dude picked every single favorite. And then they all bleep each other's bleeps because, that's a really good record you've got. They're not picking against the spread. Of course you've got a good record when you don't pick against the spread. If you don't, you're a total moron and you probably shouldn't work in sports.
Voted number one show on
ESPN. Yeah, and then there's this, yeah. And then, Barry, all it is shots at the other shows that do better than their show. And, I heard this from my buddy who's a comic. Let me tell you this long, elongated story now that you don't really care about. But it was a chance for me to name drop my comic friend. That's the entire lead-in for us, is that.
voted number one show on ESPN.
Yes. Oh, good Lord.
By who?
By Barry.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I think they ran a Nick was explaining to me. They were ran a Twitter poll, and they said they got voted best.
But did they run a poll during their show?
I think so.
To their audience?
Oh, voted number one show on ESPN.
Oh, who would have thought? Who would have thought? 14 votes. Oh, they got 10 of them.
Don't sell them short. There were 16 votes. Come on.
Oh,
and they got
boy.
9 of the 16. So, ah, well. Hey, you got to start somewhere, right?
I guess so.
No, I've been calling it the greatest show in the history of the known universe from the beginning simply because I got high one time and thought two aliens came and told me that they'd been all over the known universe and had heard every show and ours was the best.
Well, there you go.
So, is it really that different?
No.
Okay. It's good weed, though.
Yeah.
There was that. 713-780-ESPN. Are you, have you been trying to keep up with all the stuff that's going on with the coaching in college?
I mean, to an extent, I was sitting this morning when I woke up, I was like, oh, man, Tennessee might do something right. Like, they may, yeah. Mike Leach would be, in my opinion,
it's a great fit there.
That'd be a really good hire. I don't know if it's, like, the perfect hire, but that's a guy who's proven that he doesn't really need the best talent to win, and he's now done it in multiple spots.
Should be able to recruit better at Tennessee than he has anywhere he's ever been.
He's taken... He did this at Texas Tech, and he did it at Washington State. Probably bottom third, maybe bottom half, whatever it is, bottom half of the conference teams, and made them competitive.
And competed for conference championships at times.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's if he can do it there, and even if he makes the SEC East is...
It's there to be had. If Missouri could go and win it a couple times,
yeah.
Then... Certainly Tennessee could.
Until Florida gets the right guy, I mean, it's there for the taking. And, I mean, I think Georgia did hire the right guy, and I think they're going to be tough to beat for a while. But, I mean, there's some hay to be made in that division. And
I think Florida's going to be a lot better with Dan Mullen, too.
I do, too. But instead of hiring him, they fire the AD that almost hired him. And now they're back to, I mean, I doubt Mike Leach is like, oh, this guy that was about to hire me just got fired. He probably is just saying, I don't have time for this. I'm going back to the job that I had.
Yeah, although from what I understand, Washington State really lowballed him on his new contract offer.
Probably. That's what, I mean, well, when they hired him the first time, you got to realize, while I'm sure Washington State was happy to have him, Mike Leach wasn't a guy that was highly sought after. Like, that was a guy who was happy to get a job, right?
Well, yeah, and I think part of it was not everything had come out yet about the whole locking the kid in the locker room thing. And once that came out and you realized that that was totally bogus.
Well, he's also still a guy who has sued his former school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly what a lot of people are looking to bring in. Oh, this guy, you sued your last boss, huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on over. Sue us later. No, thanks.
Yeah, that's not something that goes over well in the job interview.
No.
So, well, don't do anything to get sued.
Well, yeah.
So
sometimes it's on accident.
Yeah, that's very weird because I thought they were about to back into a really good hire.
Yeah, and then they found their way out of that. Yeah. So good. They did the Tennessee thing.
Yeah. Well, good luck Tennessee. And then I guess Jimbo Fisher's done. I mean, from what everything you read.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems that
that's
way.
That's a done deal. And
although, man, can you imagine how crazy it would be if he wasn't?
That'd be funny.
I mean, Aggie would lose their mind.
There's a part of me that would like to see it just because it'd be funny.
It would be hilarious. But,
I think it's done, and they're already talking about some of the, well, Willie Taggart, his name who we've already talked about, but Justin Fuente also as a possible candidate for Florida State, which is another name that, you know, when the A&M search first started, I thought that was a pretty good under-the-radar name for A&M. So that'd be a good hire. And Kevin Sumlin seems to have missed his chair at the musical chairs.
Yeah, what's he going
to
do?
I don't know. Well, I thought Arizona State, and of course they decided to go with a media hire. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And then his name popped up at Tennessee, which I wasn't sure about that one, but I think he could win over there.
I mean, it's still possible. That one is.
Yeah, well, who knows what's possible now. But I think some of these secondary jobs, like maybe someone would go to Virginia Tech or something like that if Fuente left.
Yeah.
Or here's the other interesting one. A lot of smoke around Gus Malzahn to Arkansas, too, when all this is said and done, which suddenly opens up a pretty nice job at Auburn for somebody.
Yeah.
This is getting crazy. Getting really crazy. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And going to be a fun show today. We'll get into some, we'll go over the lines again, 5 o'clock hour. We'll have RJ Bell, as always, at 5:30. And we've just got some, in general, fun stuff here today. So, John, I have a question, though, before we get to our first break.
Yes?
Now, I know they've torn down the kitchen in there where we got coffee and water and things like that.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a struggle today for me, personally.
So there's no coffee anywhere in the building is what you're telling me.
Yes, and hopefully it gets redone by Monday.
In our new office, we do have a little break room that's very similar. It's actually very
really?
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's closer for me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully they'll stock that one up. But have you been over there to check out our new offices?
Yes, I was over there this morning.
What do you think?
Very modern. I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to have the Culture Map people over. And all that's going to start Monday, so I'll actually be spending more time at the office now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'll have an office. I'll have a real live office with a window and like a Matt Lauer lock on it. I'm going to be set.
I'm going to make sure like if I visit you, I'm going to keep 1 foot out the door.
It's all glass. It's not like you can hide anything.
What if you had a button that made the glass turn black or something?
Yeah, that's what I need.
Or it crystallizes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, it goes completely dark.
Yeah.
Interesting. All righty. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25. To get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys, Triangle Energy is a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good low electricity rate, and they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses altogether, because they want to give you that good rate, but they want to make your home more energy efficient overall. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get a discount, and if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. You can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, and so much more. Triangle Energy will also go out and install it for free because they're nice guys. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Just on the phone, Spencer. Spencer, what's up, man? Sports.
Hey, sports, man. First time caller.
All right,
so
welcome to the program.
All the coaches, sir?
Welcome to the program, sir.
I appreciate it, man. Look, I'm a big Hogs fan, been a big Hogs fan for years. It seems like here the last, well, couple decades we're dropping the ball on and off the field. I just want to know who's the most likely candidate for this job and what we're going to do about it. I'll hang up and listen now.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what the ideal hire is, and that's another job where would it shock you if Kevin Sumlin showed up on Arkansas's list?
No, and I think that'd be a good hire, just like I think Mike Leach would be a good hire there, too. That's a place where you're not getting the Alabama talent, and you need a guy who can win with, you know, go up against those teams that doesn't have the same kind of players. So, yeah, I think that would be a good job for one of those kind of guys. How do you think Gus Malzahn would do there?
At Arkansas?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, he's from there. His wife loves it there.
I mean, you're not that far.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're hurting for money. You can fly over there.
Well, let's also start off with he loves Arkansas. That's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, listen. If he were to leave Auburn for Arkansas.
Well, now, I know it's a pain in the ass to coach at Auburn. And hell, his job was in jeopardy a month ago.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of it, too. We always talk about that. You never know what the inside story is with these guys.
Well, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if he were to go there, I'm sure he would do fine.
I think he'd do fine, but I don't think he's going to be more successful.
He's not going to be more
successful
there. No.
No.
And is Brett Bielema not another example of quit throwing out these super long-term contracts in college football? And I'm talking to Aggie, too. And I know they're getting a coach that's probably they're out kicking their coverage with their coach.
Yeah, and if that's what you got to do that.
But good Lord.
They don't care about money
there.
When are
people going to learn? Oh, well, let's just do a 10-year contract. I mean,
10 years, 7.5 per is what it's looking like for
crazy
Jimbo. But, you know, like I said, the Aggies are printing money. They don't care.
I guess.
They're like ESPN used to be back before they had to lay people off.
Eventually, there's got to be a bubble with that stuff, right?
Well, I've been saying this for a while. I think we're probably 8 years away, 10 years away from it happening. But the reality is the money that ESPN and Fox and all these people have been spending on college football, that's got to dry up.
Yeah.
Because we're already seeing it. Now, they're under contract for a while, so nothing's going to happen. But at the end of those contracts,
they're not going to be renewed, or they'll be renewed at a significantly smaller rate.
SEC schools are not going to be getting $30 million a year apiece. Mm-mm. And at that point, you know, you'll have to look at, okay, are we doing silly things here? I think I saw the figure thrown out of all the coaches that are get the total buyout money for all the coaches, $60 million.
Man.
That's basically going to guys to not coach your team this year. Crazy stuff. Lamont put something up on Sports and Stuff this morning that I thought was interesting, talking about coaches. He threw out a name for the Rice job.
Okay.
John Harris.
Oh.
I thought it was interesting, right? It's not one where you go, oh, that's stupid. You kind of go, oh.
I mean, I guess I hadn't thought much of it, but neither is John interested in something like that?
I think John, well, I haven't talked to John in a while.
Let's get him on the air, John.
I don't think we can.
Oh, we'll do what we want. If he's the Rice coach, we can talk to
him.
Well,
yeah, then we could, but
yeah.
I think because he's part of Texans radio, we can't actually have him on.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too big.
But I do think, I think he'd be interested in coaching. It's funny because back when I was at San Jack, they were talking about starting a football team. And, of course, then they got rid of basketball and everything else. But at the time, I kind of thought, you know who'd be a good coach for that? Would be John Harris. Rice might be a little too much. I mean, that's a fairly decent step for your first coaching job. But he's a smart dude, and I think he's wasted being a mouthpiece for the Texans.
I kind of think so, too. That dude knows a lot about football.
He does. And it's one thing to know it and then coach it. And, you know, in some ways, it's kind of a lesser Herm Edwards thing. But I think if you're Rice, you can afford to gamble a little bit, can't you? Theoretically?
I mean, what do you got to lose?
Games.
Okay.
Yeah. What? How many did you lose this year? 11?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jong Lee could go in there and coach you to more than one win.
Yeah, he could do that.
Yeah. But
I was pretty good at NCAA football.
Yeah.
Although, if you pick Rice, it's pretty hard to recruit there.
Yeah, it's hard to get kids in.
It is. I always, when I, on the rare times I use Rice, I'd always institute the wishbone. and just run the ball every time and try to keep the other team off the field.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be interesting. And yeah, and it does seem like teams are willing to take more chances. So, yeah, Steve brings up he did coach high school ball before doing radio, but that's a hard transition.
That's
and he hasn't done it in a while. And that's – and now the one thing I would say
– okay, go ahead and say what you're going to say. No, I've got something to say,
part too. Part of it is that's a lot of work. It's a lot more work. But he's always been a hard worker, so I wouldn't worry about that.
I think another thing that makes that interesting is – isn't he a – he's a an Ivy League guy, isn't he? Like Brown or someplace like that? Penn?
Well, no, it's Brown, I believe. He and O'Brien were at the same place together.
Okay. Yeah. So clearly he's a guy who understands how to balance academics and athletics and understands what kind of players it would take to do that, which would be a helpful thing, I would think, at Rice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Rice is sort of like an Ivy League school that actually gets to have some football scholarships. So, I mean,
plus, it's a private school, so they can cheat and we can't catch them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not that John would ever cheat.
No.
Of course, because he's a gentleman.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Hmm. Anyway, that's on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com if you want to go check it out. I thought it was one of those things that I always like when somebody comes up with something that I hadn't thought of, mm-hmm. and you read and go, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. It does. So, when I saw that this morning, I thought that and said, yeah, I want to bring that up on the show.
Whose idea was that?
Lamont's.
Look at Lamont.
Yeah.
That's a pretty decent idea.
Yeah. You know what? He had one. Let's mark the date and give him a check mark for it. Good job. 713-780-ESPN. But, I thought that was the other thing that I wanted to get to before we get too far along in the show. Did you see what Kirk Cousins had to say last night?
No.
If you think it's – he went to the you don't know football card. If you think our problem is a lack of effort, you don't know football.
Okay. I like it better when he just says, you like that? That's what I want him to say after every game. Well, win or lose.
Well, I wonder if somebody just went to him and said, I don't like that. Because
that's possible.
Yeah. But, that's always the go-to whenever, you don't know football. Or you don't know this sport. You don't know this sport. I always love that because it's like, okay.
Well, you tell me what happened in Kirk.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, you're the expert.
Tell me what it is I don't know about it. I'd be happy to listen.
Yeah. You're the expert, Kirk.
But nobody ever does that. They're just like, oh, you don't know. It's like, dude, you got your ass kicked.
Well, it didn't look much like an effort issue to me. It looked like the Cowboys offensive line finally figured it out and started just bullying people. And I still don't know that Dak is Dak, but you can no longer blame the offensive line or the running game for any struggles that team is having offensively, because Alfred Morris had that's an Ezekiel Elliott type of game last night. He had 127 yards and a touchdown. He averaged about 5 yards a carry. Just had his way. And, you know, the offensive line was making big holes. They were protecting. Dak just still wasn't going downfield very much. And I mean, he had an okay game.
Yeah,
he threw a couple touchdowns. But
Redskins turned the ball over a few times, which...
A few?
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, what do you think of Kevin Sumlin at UCF when Frost goes to Nebraska? That'd be a good spot for him, but I think he might get something better than that.
I think he can do better than that.
Yeah. Because basically, if he goes there, he's going back to the same level he was when he left.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So he says, Fred, you should have gone with your wife to the UK. Viagra is going over the counter there. I don't use Viagra. I don't really need it, you know. That's one of those things.
Fred stays hard.
I mean, I'm already punching the clown 4 times a day. Do you really think that's a good thing for me to take one of those?
It's too much.
That's for people who need some help with it. And yeah. There's a lot of people who do, and I don't have that transition here, do I? Because it's a different one. Oh, well.
I bet you don't.
And I know where I can bet.
I don't think that prop bet's up there.
I hope not. If it is, I'm never going back.
You know
to
what? The way you just said prop after what we were talking about, just kind of, that sounds like something Beth would say.
Like, foxtail.
No foxtails. Oh, man. Guys, if you want to get in on the action, MyBookie is your place. You want to make some holiday cash? You want to make some extra money so maybe you can go and buy some of that stuff? How was that? Did that work? Yeah. You go to MyBookie. Get in on the action. And, man, they got everything. We got bowl games coming up, college football. Still got pro football. You got basketball. You got hockey. They got great horse racing on there. And they have everything available for you. Money line, side, total, parlays, teasers, you name it. They got you covered. And super fast payouts when you win. And have not had any problems at all cashing out of that site the times I've done it, which is about five or six times now. Never a problem at all. And if you and look, with a lot of these sites, man, where you bet is so important. And mybookie.ag is the only place I go anymore. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out for yourself. Odds on every matchup. Mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze, which is pretty cool. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your initial deposit with up to a 50% bonus. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate your offer. That's promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, is it okay if I say something nice about one of our sponsors that we don't have a live read about today?
Sure.
Our buddies over at Lions Poker Palace. Tonight's our big tournament. $170 buy-in, $30 seat fee, no limit hold'em. They have rebuys for the first five levels, 20K starting stack, 15-minute rounds. And you can sign up. It starts at 6:30, but you can sign up all the way to 7:45. And guaranteed for first place tonight, $7,500. So that's the big one of the week. So if you're out looking for something to do, and honestly, if someone was leaving today instead of tomorrow, I would be there tonight. But
yeah.
I'll probably be there next Friday. I'm going to be there a lot next week when I got some free time. So yeah, Lions Poker Palace over in Richmond, right by Dave and Buster's. Can't miss it. Somebody asked, $500 ticket on ULM plus 27 versus FSU, biggest of the year. Everything says letdown game, waste of a year, lose coach, injuries, and a good ULM team, right or wrong. I think everybody we've talked to, including us, is with you on that one.
Yeah.
And whenever you get the distractions that they're going through right now, and DeAndre Francois came out and basically said he didn't like the way that Jimbo Fisher was handling this. So I'm sure the players are kind of ticked off too. It doesn't mean they're not going to win, but 27 points. So that's where you either come out and you just stomp a hole in somebody, or you kind of play like garbage and let them hang around. And I think the latter is the more likely scenario.
Well,
so I like your bet.
Here's the other thing. If Florida State had shown me at any point this year that they were capable of just going around kicking people's asses, I might be worried, but I'm just not that worried.
Well, even last week, if you look at the score, it looked like they beat Florida pretty good. But
they didn't.
They didn't. Yeah. So, no, I like that play quite a bit. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Happy to take some phone calls here on a Friday. Hope everybody's got a cool weekend planned. You got any big plans?
No, not really. I'm going to go drink some beer tomorrow. And then I've got to put up a bunch of Christmas lights and stuff at the house. That's that time of year where my wife forces me to put up Christmas stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do that when she gets back. But she likes doing it, so I don't have to.
My wife likes doing the inside. But, like, climbing up on the roof and almost dying, that's my job.
Well,
I hate it.
We don't do that because we put them on the balconies so you don't have to climb on the roof. So it's a lot easier because we've got the two balconies out there. And it looks cool. And she was kind of mentioning something about maybe doing it tonight before she leaves. And I'm like, oh, no, you got too much stuff to do. Plus, I'm going to drink beer
tonight.
You're
too busy.
Yeah, exactly. And our neighbors have already put theirs up, and it looks really cool. So now it's
my neighbor is like the Griswolds. I mean, he's like, he's serious about it. And it's already up. And my 10-year-old was like, God, our neighbor makes our house look lame. It looks sad. Yeah, it's like, shut up, kid. Well, we haven't even put ours up yet, but even once our stuff is up, it'll still be sad compared to his.
Yeah. But you still have to do it. You can't just say, oh, well, this guy's...
You kind of can.
It's like, what, I quit because this guy's better than me?
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why I'm still... I feel like most white people now pay other people to come put up their Christmas lights.
Do they?
I think so.
See, well, this is new for me because
this is the first time you've had like your own place.
This is the first time I've had a house since 96 or whatever right. It was. So, and I know we have a bunch of stuff, but it's also, I mean, we didn't even put lights on the balcony at the old place. So I don't know. And I don't know who else around there is actually doing it because the only person so far is my next door neighbor. So now I've got to figure this out. It's very strange. It's like when you don't worry about something for years and all of a sudden it's like, oh, what do I got to do about Christmas lights here?
Yeah. Now you know. The bar's been set.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm doing on Tuesday, though?
What's that?
Driving to Austin in the morning before the show.
You're going to get the last one?
The pre-order is in.
Nice.
I ordered my 5 pounds of meats. And
you going to bring that meat and share it with everybody?
Probably not.
Okay.
I might bring some back.
That's very cool. And then you're going to be able to pick up your Yeti on the way back?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Be all done.
So then you can write a story for Culture Map about it.
Maybe so.
I think that'd be cool. But and rank them yourself.
Yeah, but it's hard because, like, the Texas Monthly people who did it, they went to all those places at least 3 times. And so they probably got to taste everything. I went to all of them. Well, I went to most of them just once and tasted a couple things.
But that's all right. That's based on your experience.
That's true.
And who cares about Texas Monthly? Those guys, they have like a year to go write a story. You had to do this. You did this in what, 4 months?
Yeah.
It's amazing. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I think it'd make a good story whether you rank them or not, just like, even if it's just my 10 favorite places I went on this trip.
Okay.
Something like that would be cool. And then just sort of the hardest road trips, like the ones that were the toughest to get to, Amarillo and things like that. There's one in Amarillo, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that might be kind of fun. I think there's 2 or 3 stories out of this. Hey, we didn't get a chance to talk about this one, but Mississippi State's hire of Joe Moorhead. I like that hire.
You like it?
Yeah, that's a guy who, now it's Fordham, right? But he built Fordham into a really nice program, and then he's OC at Penn State. Everybody raves about this guy. I don't think he's going to be Dan Mullen, but I bet he goes in there and does a pretty good job.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do well.
Although it kind of has a little Sandusky look to him. I'm not a fan of that.
He also left Charles Huff, or Charles Huff came with him. And Charles Huff is like he's known as a really big recruiter, like a great recruiter. He was the running back coach at Penn State. So he hauled him off with him. When you can say, hey, I just coached Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You want to come play for me? I mean, that's a pretty good deal. But yeah, he's in good shape. It's a good start, and they're in a better spot than Ole Miss is right now. So
yeah, I was a little surprised that Ole Miss just promoted the guy they had.
I'm surprised they can.
Yeah,
like, don't you have to like show cause to the NCAA when stuff like that goes on?
Doesn't he have to be? Wasn't he involved? I mean,
yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, that'll be great for recruiting in Mississippi State because all the kids that Alabama, Georgia, A&M, LSU don't offer, you can get the best of those.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, look what I did with Saquon Barkley. Wouldn't have happened if he'd gone to Alabama. Come here. Play for me. I like that hire. There's always a danger when you hire a coach going backwards. Now, if you're Mississippi State, you're kind of like, I mean, you're sort of the SEC version of UH or UCF. At some point, somebody's going to come steal your coach if he's that good. And Mullen stayed there a lot longer than I thought he would. And you just have to keep finding good coaches. So, yeah, Longhorn to Beach says most people live in your type of houses just put the lights on their balconies. That's what we were planning to do.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Problem for me is, like, you know, I've got like the big tall points on my house.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she likes to have decorated.
Make her do it. So get your butt up there. That sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting story just popped on Larry Brown Sports.
All right.
Astros will aggressively pursue Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, well.
I didn't think they were going to be in on that.
I wouldn't think so either, but I'm not opposed to it.
Jim Crane says we're going to be as aggressive as the rules will allow.
Okay.
He says he's going to land in one of the big markets, and we have as good a chance as anybody because we're a good team.
They are a good team.
They are that. I might be mistaken, but didn't they just win a World Series?
They did.
But apparently they have a new posting system, so.
I think that's an interesting play for the Astros because they can justify it as, well, we just got rid of Carlos Beltran. This is a guy who can DH for us at least part-time, and he can pitch.
Yeah.
And they need I think they can always use a starter. And if they do strike out on Wade Davis, I think they can always fall back on that plan that I've talked about a lot. And I know some people aren't crazy about it, but I would try Lance McCullers as a closer and go with the other starters that you've got. But whatever it is, it gives you flexibility. A player like that gives you a lot of flexibility.
Plus, it'd just be kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, to have a guy who could do those things. So, it's funny because everything I saw was Yankees, Mariners, Rangers, and I kind of was thinking, well, why not the Astros? Because, frankly, the way this is set up, it's not like you can pay them a bunch of money. Everybody's basically paying the same thing.
Right.
So it's like, do you want to come? What market do you want to play in? If you want to play for the Yankees, that makes a lot of sense. If you like Seattle, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, if
Texas is going to bid on them, why not Houston?
Yeah, and here's what it boils down to. You've got to, because everybody's basically going to be able to offer the same amount of money, you've got to be able to sell your market to the guy.
Right.
And, I don't know that Houston is going to win when it comes to that, but the fact that they've got a World Series and they can sell their team is pretty interesting. Because if I look at the Rangers and look at what they've done last year, I'd go, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the Rangers, wouldn't it have been nice for the Rangers to have you, Darvish, to talk to that guy?
Yeah.
Don't have him anymore.
No.
So.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Why the Rangers and not the Astros?
Yeah, there's no reason.
Yeah. So, good for them.
There is one reason. You Darvish would probably be that reason. Because that organization understands. They have an idea of what it takes to keep a player like that on and all the things that go along with it, you know, having a translator on staff at all time and, you know, whatever having one guy on the team that speaks a different language than everybody else, whatever that entails. Most teams have several Latin players, whether they're from the same country or not, they all speak the same language. Having a guy who speaks Japanese with 24 other guys who don't can be difficult, and the Rangers know how to make that work, which I would think would be an advantage for them. But
yeah, but it seems like kind of common sense.
You know,
if you're a decent franchise, that you go get him a guy, and like the Rockets did with Yao Ming, even though Yao didn't. And I know Yao's Chinese, not Japanese. Let's not.
You just said that it's all the same.
No, I did not. But
that's basically what you're
getting. It was very similar, but he had his translator. Even though a lot of people
are you offended by that, John?
No.
Because I think he thinks that you're the same.
You probably were out there a little bit, John. People didn't realize Yao actually spoke English well enough without a translator.
Yeah.
And he just was nervous about it the first couple of years.
Jung has given a no and a yeah, so he's really talkative today. He's super invested in the program.
You know what he's over there doing? He's over there watching the Justice League trailer again so he can do his follow-up
What are you watching?
I'm sending emails. First of all, that was Infinity War, Marvel. I'm sending emails out to the weekend guys that they're going to be tearing up the flooring and it's going to get a little loud. So sorry in advance.
Okay. Yeah. You couldn't have done that when you were.
I mean, you.
I
mean,
I weren't
participating in the show. So
okay, just all right. Yeah, don't worry about participating in the show. That would be silly.
I said I wasn't.
But then we were trying to involve you, and then. So you're saying it's our fault for trying to involve you?
No, it's not.
You've got the whole rest of your day to send those emails.
I have an idea. I have an idea, John. No, wait a minute. Let's do this.
The meeting. You could have easily done it when the meeting was going on.
You could have helped him. But hey, we have the red light outside. You know what? We need a little light up here. Like when you're working on something else, the light's red. When you're willing to participate, the light's green. That way I can just look up and say, okay, it's green. John's not emailing anybody.
Okay, maybe I take my headphones off or something.
Well, see, but you do that a lot because you got to bounce around a lot.
That's true.
No, I think we need a red light and a green light. And then whenever Dell and Nick and those other guys are on, you need to just click it to where it's red the whole time. That'd be my suggestion. Just a thought.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Miguel Cotto. He's got his last fight coming up this Saturday, tomorrow night. You're talking about a six-time world champion. He's conquered four weight divisions, and he's a future Hall of Famer. And then tomorrow night, it's the last stand for a legend. Boxing superstar Miguel Cotto steps into the ring for the final time live on HBO World Championship Boxing. 41-5, 33 knockouts, the current WBO junior middleweight champion, and the first native of Puerto Rico to become a world champion, four different weight classes. This is a guy who's fought the best in the world. He's done it for a long time. He's one of the biggest gate attractions, largest pay-per-view draws in the world. And you're going to see him one last time on HBO. He's going to defend that junior welterweight title live from Madison Square Garden against Brooklyn native and top contender Saddam Ali. Plus, on the undercard, there's a battle of undefeated boxers, Ray Vargas and Oscar Negrete, for the Super Bantamweight Championship of the World. Don't miss this historic fight night, guys. Cotto versus Ali live December 2nd. That's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central Time. You know where you can see it. It's only on HBO.
But now we're stressed out. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream about
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, are you having problems getting in on the action? Well, sometimes dealing with ED is actually easier than talking about it. But there's an easy, affordable solution. You got to talk to somebildike your doctor and ask about Sildenafil. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra. And Summerwood Pharmacy, which is right here in Houston, has it for a fraction of the cost. And you're paying $60 a pill right now if you're buying the little blue pill. That's ridiculous. There's no reason for that. If you've already got a prescription, call and switch over to these guys. You're going to save a bunch of money. If you don't have one, go see your doctor and tell them, hey, I want to go to Summerwood Pharmacy. They're going to mail it to you next day for free anywhere you want. So if you don't want people to know about it, you can have it sent someplace where they can't see it. All you have to do is call 281-225-4300. 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com and get in with Summerwood Pharmacy.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. We were talking about Lions Poker Palace. A buddy of mine texted me, finished second in the tournament last night. So, good job. Hey, man, I wanted to ask you about this because you said this a long time ago that you thought Conor McGregor might never fight again.
Yeah.
Dana White has now come out and said Conor McGregor might never fight again. Basically, Dana White almost quoted you verbatim for all the reasons. Like, dude's got $100 million.
Yeah. Now he's made real money.
Yeah.
Why would he come back and fight for not real money?
Well, he may need more money to hold off the Irish mob.
That's what I've heard.
But you have what Dana had to say?
We're still in that Conor might never fight again. That's got $100 million. You know? I got guys that made less than that and were lawyers and went to school their whole life and quit working. Right? When you go to school your whole life to be a lawyer and you're a good lawyer, you make a few bucks and you're done. Guy sitting home every day watching cartoons or whatever he's doing. I don't know. You know, Joe Silva doesn't work anymore. You know? These guys make money and that's it. Fighting's the worst. Fighting's the worst. Try to get up and get punched in the face every day when you got $100 million in the bank. You know? Money changes everything with a lot of people. So, we'll see.
Sounds very much like what AJ Hoffman said months ago.
Seem to recall saying about that.
But, What is this thing with the Irish mob? What the hell's going on with this?
I don't really know. I don't know if I believe what I've read about that either. So Conor McGregor is almost like a TMZ type,
yeah,
you know, character now. So I don't know what to believe, what not to believe. There's reports that the Irish mob has basically a price on his head.
Is it $100 million?
I think it's pretty close.
Oh boy. Well, apparently. The rumors were that he got into a bar fight with people related to the Kinahan drug cartel in Ireland. And despite not being named in the story, many have claimed he's the well-known Irish celebrity who allegedly assaulted a person closely associated with the Irish mob. I have three thoughts on this. Number one, if you're Conor McGregor, do not get in a bar fight.
Seriously. If you're a professional MMA fighter, don't get in a bar fight.
Well, if you're anybody, don't get in a bar fight. But if you're anybody even semi-famous, don't get in a bar fight.
No.
Two, the same reason I wouldn't go around picking fights with anybody in a bar because somebody might be an MMA expert and beat your ass. They might also be a mobster. Maybe you don't want to start a fight with them. So maybe not just if a bar fight starts happening, get the hell out of there. And that's
a good move.
That's my advice.
But the problem is some of these MMA fighters also, you've got a gigantic, massive ego that comes along with it of thinking you can beat everybody's ass.
And I'm sure you've also got people who want to say, oh, I could beat that guy.
Yeah.
I'll start crap. That's why it's more important for you to walk away at that point. Say, oh, I can beat this guy's ass. Yeah. He's nothing. I've seen him on TV. He's nothing. I saw what Floyd Mayweather did to him, and Floyd Mayweather can't knock out my mother. So, but the reality is, you just got to walk away from that kind of stuff. So, I don't know that it's true. I don't know that he's the guy. Although he did say, come and get me.
Okay.
So,
It could just be him stirring up more.
Yeah, well, and this could be... one of the things he does very well is stir up interest in himself.
Yes.
And the reality is, if he's not going to fight anymore, he's basically going to be a Kardashian. And this is what you do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, if I'm the Irish mob, I don't really want people knowing the name of my drug cartel or any of that. I don't know, but I don't want to be on TMZ if I'm a mobster. I want to be...
You want to be living underground?
I want to be under the radar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be where, like, you walk into the bar and people know, but you're not on TMZ.
Yeah.
But that's just me. 713-780-ESPN. So we'll go through the NFL again next segment, and then we'll have RJ at 5:30, so we'll get a little gamble on. And at some point, we'll go over the college games again because there's not a huge slate this week. But this is the last meaningful games until the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be into bowls, which bowls are a different animal to handicap because you have to figure out
motivation, yeah, and things like that. I always like the last couple of weeks before the championship week, like the last 2 weeks, because then you can factor in bowl motivation and getting to a bowl, getting bowl eligible versus teams who are already bowl eligible. A big play for me last week was Wake Forest against Duke. Wake Forest, not bowl eligible, needed to win to be bowl eligible. Duke was going to a bowl whether they won or lost. Who do you think wants that win more?
Right.
You know, so that those things, but now you can't do that because everybody playing this week is going to a bowl.
Right. So that it's a little different, but there are some, this is where coaches leaving come into play. Yep. And rumors.
But
and
sometimes
like
you don't know how coaches leaving are going
to
affect.
Well, some guys it's going to fire up. Some guys will be glad to be rid of their coach. And others are going to. They're going to pout and not play well, or some of them are. And plus, you get into these other motivations now of guys like, hey, I'm going to the NFL. I'm not getting hurt in a damn bowl game.
Right.
But,
now it's more and more happening. A lot of players are like, I'm not playing in the bowl game, like, period. And that didn't happen before, but now the last couple of years that started to become in vogue, including Texas has some guys saying that very thing.
But and that's all right. I think if you're going to the NFL, I mean, these games don't mean anything.
Exactly.
And you should protect
unless you're
yourself.
Playing in the playoff.
Yeah, in the playoffs, it's a different animal. And but one thing I'm going to keep an eye on is if Alabama does not get in and winds up just
looking to fade them
in a New York. Yes, because every time that's happened, Oklahoma, Utah, they've gotten their ass kicked in the bowl. If they thought they were playing for a national championship and they wound up to them, it's the equivalent of the New Orleans Bowl. Let's be honest. So they don't care about New Year Six.
Yeah.
So I'll be very curious if they don't get in. I will bet heavily against them.
Except for the time that Auburn got left out and. They stomped everyone's guts. Or no, not Auburn. When Auburn and Oklahoma, USC got left out, and USC stomped guts. Like they were pissed off that they got left out.
Yeah, but this is a little different because these guys expect to be there every single year,
and
when they fall short, they're just not. And plus, you got a bunch of guys that are going to the NFL.
Yep,
and they're not going to care about the Sugar Bowl.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson and. You know, at Republic Harley-Davidson, they know that you've got a choice when it comes to choosing your dealership in Houston. In fact, there are two dealerships closer to my house than Republic Harley-Davidson is. And I still go out of my way to go to Republic because it's just the best experience. Actually, I think there's three that are closer to my house. I don't care. I take my bike to Republic when I need servicing, when I'm looking for gear. They're committed to making the trip to their dealership the best possible experience. And as soon as you walk in, you're going to be blown away. They've got a huge selection of new and pre-owned Harleys. And starting this week, Republic Harley-Davidson has their hours extended to 7 days a week for the holiday shopping season. That means plenty of time for you to go check out the bikes, test drive the newer used Harley that you've been dreaming about, or get some gear for your for the loved one in your life. The rider in your life definitely wants more Harley-Davidson gear for Christmas. Come check out Republic Harley-Davidson's wide selection of clothing, riding gear, memorabilia. They've got it all. You need riding lessons or you want to learn to ride better, give them a call today to sign up for the new rider course or the skilled rider course to take your skills to the next level. They've got an award-winning service department that'll keep your Harley operating at peak performance. I'm telling you, I know this because that's where I take my bike to get serviced. And tomorrow, they've got the holiday open house, refreshments, demo rides, music, door prizes, factory-approved promotions in all departments. They've got financing for everyone, and they're open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.